KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, first in Major League Baseball action yesterday, game heard here on KJAN. It was Jared Eichhoff and Cesar Hernandez helping the Philadelphia Phillies take the rubber match of their three games set with the Cardinals in St. Louis. Eichhoff allowed three hits in eight innings before Sir Anthony Dominguez worked the ninth to close out the Phillies' 5-0 shutout of the Redbirds. Hernandez smacked a solo homer and capped the Phillies' 4-run fifth inning with a 2-run double. Jack Flaherty faced just one batter over the minimum in his first four innings before getting derailed by a 43-pitch fifth inning. The Phillies have won five of their last six to strengthen their hold on first place in the National League East. The Cardinals have dropped 6 of 7 since a 20-10 start to fall behind the Cubs in the National League Central. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Washington 7-3, San Diego topping the New York Mets 3-2. Jason Hayward hit a leadoff home run in the bottom of the 11th inning to give the Cubs an extra inning win over Miami 3-2. L.A. beat Atlanta 9-4. San Francisco at Colorado was postponed. In the American League, Michael Brantley homered twice, and Brad Peacock allowed three hits while striking out a career-high 12 over seven innings in the Astros' 9-0 thumping of the Royals. George Springer and Carlos Correa also homered to give the Astros 16 runs, homers in their last five games, 16 home runs in their last five. Kansas City's Jorge Lopez allowed six hits and six runs while walking three and two and a third innings as they remain winless in eight starts this season. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat Chicago 5-3, Seattle over the Yankees 10-1, Boston beat Baltimore in 12 innings 2-1, Minnesota 9-1 over Toronto, Detroit beat L.A. 10-3. In interleague play, it was Texas over Pittsburgh 9-6, Arizona beat Tampa Bay in 13 innings 3-2. Another 13-inning game saw Oakland beat Cincinnati by a 5-4 final. Longtime Phillies executive David Montgomery has died at 72 following a five-year battle with cancer, according to the team. Montgomery started in the sales department in 1971 and rose to become the chairman, spearheading the team's transition from Veterans Stadium to Citizens Bank Park in 2004. He led the organization during its most successful period from 2007 to 2011 as the ball club won the National League East each season, two pennants, and the 2008 World Series. The Iowa Hawkeyes open up the Big Ten softball tournament in Bloomington, Indiana this morning. They'll take on Wisconsin. The 12th-seeded Hawkeyes were swept in a three-game series by the 5th-seeded Badgers back in early April.
I think we got a better opportunity going in there with a little bit better team than what we had beginning of the Big Ten Conference. And again, they're going to be tough. You know, we know it's never easy anytime you're playing in the Big Ten schools. But I feel like we've got a better product now than we did earlier on.
That's Iowa coach Renee Gillespie. The Hawkeyes need to find a way to pitch to Badger standouts Kayla Conwent and Taylor Johnson. That duo has combined to hit 26 homers and drive in 92 runs.
As a pitcher, old pitcher, you like that game of chess of trying to get them to swing their bad pitch. But I think those two, we just have to be smart around the bases. If we end up walking them, we walk them. We don't put them in a situation where they can beat us.
Wisconsin coach Yvette Healy says the single elimination format adds some excitement.
I think it's brilliant from the conference standpoint to add that extra element of excitement and have it where, you know, it's one game, one at a time. And I think you're going to have a lot of people really interested in any given day with one game who can take this conference.
Healy says the Badgers are taking nothing for granted against the Hawkeyes as the winner advances to play 4th-seeded Ohio State on Friday morning. Former Benton Community star pitcher Amber Fizer has been named the Big Ten Softball Pitcher of the Year. The Van Horn native was a unanimous choice for the honor after turning in a 25-9 record for the Minnesota Golden Gophers with a league-leading 1.25 earned run average. She was 14-1 in Big Ten conference play. The Big Ten tournament opens today in Bloomington, Indiana. Fizer says this is an award that she embraces.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I wouldn't be able to take all the credit with the defense behind me. I mean, they made some terrific plays behind me, just absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's just amazing just to know that our team's being noticed.
Fizer says she's grown a lot since she was a star at Benton Community in high school. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors have built a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference Finals, but Wednesday's victory could be costly. The Warriors finished without All-Star forward Kevin Durant in a 104-99 triumph over the Houston Rockets. Durant had 22 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists before he was knocked out of the game with a strained right calf in the third quarter. Durant is scheduled for an MRI exam today, and his status for Game 6 is undetermined. James Harden scored 31 for the Rockets, who will try to stave off elimination back home in Houston on Friday night. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks have moved into the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 18 years by slamming the Boston Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo delivered 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists in just 31 minutes as the Bucks rolled to a 116-91 victory over the Celtics. The Bucks will take on either Toronto or Philadelphia in the next round. It'll be San Jose Sharks taking on the St. Louis Blues in the NHL's Western Conference Final. Captain Joe Pavelski returned from a gruesome head injury to deliver a goal and an assist as the Sharks ousted the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 in Game 7 last night. Pavelski hadn't played since being leveled to the ice after taking a faceoff in Game 7 of their first-round series against Vegas. An aspiring sports business manager and an amateur basketball coach have been convicted of bribery conspiracy at a trial that showed top college coaches were paid off to steer NBA-bound athletes to favored handlers. Wednesday's verdict capped a two-week trial of Christian Dawkins and youth basketball coach Merle Code in a case that forced the NCAA to confront corruption affecting basketball players at elite universities. The two were convicted on a single conspiracy count but acquitted of some other charges. Four former assistant basketball coaches have pleaded guilty in connection with that scandal, and they await sentencing. The organization that governs Michigan high school athletes has voted to trim the amount of full contact football practice from a maximum of 90 to 30 minutes per week and to drastically reduce the amount of full contact allowed in preseason workouts. The Michigan High School Athletic Association voted this week on the reductions for full contact practices, joining New Jersey as the second state to implement rules favored by Practice Like Pros, a nonprofit devoted to reducing injuries in youth football. And Improbable will have Triple Crown winning jockey Mike Smith aboard if the colt runs in the Preakness on May 18th. Trainer Bob Baffert says he was making the switch from Irad Ortiz Jr. because Mike and I have a little luck together. Baffert and Smith teamed with Justify to win the Triple Crown last year. Ortiz rode Improbable to a fifth-place finish in the Kentucky Derby, and the colt was moved up to fourth following Maximum Security's disqualification. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.